Om Sai Ram. A warm welcome to all the devotees. We are done with the chapter 51 and now we come to the last chapter of Satcharitra, which is chapter number 52 in the original Sai Satcharitra. In this chapter, Himadpant gives his concluding remarks and promises to give an index giving the contents of all the chapters in verse and is given in Marathi sacred books, but unfortunately that index was not found in Himadpant's papers. It was therefore composed and supplied by an able and worthy devotee of Sai Baba, Mr. B.V. Dev, who was a retired Mamlatdar of Thana. As we give in English books an index in the beginning and the contents of each chapter at its top, we did not consider the last index chapter here. And so, we consider this chapter as an epilogue. Unfortunately, Himadpant did not survive to revise the manuscript of this chapter and make it ready for the printing press. When it was sent to the press, Mr. Dev found it to be incomplete and unintelligible in certain places. But it had to be published as it was found. The chief topics dealt therein are briefly given below. Greatness of Sadguru Nath Sai. We prostrate ourselves before and take refuge in that Sai Samarth who besets all the animate and inanimate things in the universe, from a post to God Brahma, pots, houses, mansions and even sky, who pervades all creatures equally without any differentiation, to whom all the devotees are alike and who knows not honor and dishonor, like or dislike. If we remember him and surrender to him, he fulfills all our desires and makes us attain the goal of life. This ocean of mundane existence is very hard to cross. Waves of infatuation beat high there against the banks of bad thoughts and break down the tree of fortitude. The breeze of egoism blows forcibly and makes the ocean rough and agitated. Crocodiles in the form of anger or hatred move there fearlessly. Eddies in the form of the idea, I and mine, and other doubts whirl there incessantly, and innumerable fishes in the form of censure, hate, and jealousy play there. Though this ocean is so fierce and terrible, Sadguru Sai is its agasti or destroyer, and the devotees of Sai have not the least to fear of it. Our Sadguru is the boat which will safely take us across this ocean. Prayer. Now fall flat before Sai Baba and holding his feet make the following prayer for the public. I request you all to kindly close your eyes. Let our minds not wander and desire anything except Thee. Let this work, Satcharitra, be in every house and let it be studied daily. Ward off the calamities of those who study it regularly. You can open your eyes. Phala Shruti, or reward of the study. Now, a few words about the rewards you get from the study of this work. After taking bath in the sacred Godavari and after taking the darshan of Samadhi in Samadhi Mandir in Shirdi, you should read or hear the Satcharitra. If you do this, all your threefold afflictions will vanish. Casually thinking about the stories of Sai, you will get unconsciously interested in the spiritual life, and if you then go on through the work with love, all your sins will be destroyed. If you wish to get rid of the cycles of births and deaths, read Sai's stories and remember him always, and get yourself attached or devoted to his feet. If you dive into the sea of Sai's stories and then give them out to others, you will get an ever new flavor of them and save the hearers from perdition. If you go on meditating on Sai's form, it will in course of time disappear and let you into the self-realization. It is very hard to know or realize the nature of self or Brahma. But if you approach through the Saguna Brahma, Sai's form, your progress will be easy. If the devotee completely surrenders himself to Sai Baba, he will lose his individuality and be merged in him and be one with him, as the river in the sea. If you thus become merged with him in any of the three states, that is waking, dream and sleep, you get rid of the bonds of samsara. If anybody after bathing reads this with love and faith and completes it within a week, his calamities will disappear. Or if he hears or reads it daily and regularly, all his dangers will be warded off. By its study, a man wishing for wealth will get it, and a pure trader success in life. He will get the reward accorded to his faith and devotion. Without this, there will be no experience of any kind. If you read this respectfully, Sai will be pleased, and removing your ignorance and poverty, he will give you knowledge, wealth and prosperity. With concentrated mind, if you read a chapter daily, it will give you unbounded happiness. One who has his welfare at heart should study it carefully, and then he will ever remember Sai gratefully and joyfully in this birth and after. This work should be read at home, especially on Guru Purnima, that is Ashad Full Moon Day, Gokul Ashtami, Ram Navami and Dashera, Baba's anniversary day. If you study this one book carefully, all your desires will be satisfied. And if you always remember Sai's feet in your heart, you will easily cross the Bhavasagar or Samsara. By its study, the diseased and sick will get health, the poor will get wealth, and the mean and afflicted will get prosperity, and the mind will get rid of all ideas and get steady. Dear good and devoted readers and listeners, we also make our bow to you all and make you a special request. Never forget him whose stories you have read day by day or month by month. The more fervently you read or listen to these stories, the more encouragement Sai gives us to serve you and be of use to you. Both the author and the reader must cooperate in this work, help each other and be happy. Prasad Yachana. We close this with the following prayer to the Almighty for the following prasad of favor. Kindly fold your palms, close your eyes and let us pray. May the readers and devotees get complete and wholehearted devotion to Sai's feet. May his form be ever fixed in their eyes and may they see Sai in all beings. Amen. I, Amay Kirkar, who has created this particular podcast named Shiridiche Sai Baba, I am extremely grateful to you all, my listeners. Because of you, I got encouragement to come up with the new chapters. Although I was reading, you and Baba Sai were giving me the inspiration. I sincerely pray to Almighty for good, happy, prosperous and healthy life to all my listeners. Thank you one and all. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all. Om Sai Ram.